Chapter 18. A Sign of Good Faith. Anastasia stopped at the front gate of Blind Bluff Manor. She leaned Remy against the metal railing. "You're too weak to go any further."
"I'm fine."
Remy stood up. In demon speed, he ran off toward the front steps of the manor. Anastasia ran after him, and when she found him, he stood just outside the front door. They heard the distinct noise of footsteps coming from the other side, along with the smell of humans. One scent, that of a male, caught her attention. She'd smelled it before. She kicked the door down and it broke from its hinges, splintering and falling to the floor. A male with slick dark hair, wearing a long dark trench coat, moved back at the pieces of the broken door sliding along the floor. Another male stood on the steps, his dark eyes locked onto her. Anastasia sniffed, picking up their strong fragrances. "Where is Kenneth?" She moved quickly, grabbing the nearest researcher by the shoulders and slamming him to the ground. Her tongue twirled around her right fang and her eyes slowly turned dark. "They sure don't make them like they used to." Remy's eyes gleamed. Anastasia then heard a familiar voice coming from Nathan's study. "I'm in here." She looked up to see Kenneth Deerhorn, standing in the center of Nathan's study. He wore the typical researcher clothing, dark pants, dark shirt, and a long trench coat. In his hand, he held one of Nathan's research books. He closed it and placed it on a table nearby. She let the researcher go, and in demon speed, she rushed toward him, pushing him against the wall. The wall shook, and for a moment, Kenneth's eyelids drooped in his dizzy state. "Give me one reason why I shouldn't kill you now," she growled at him. His presence in the sanctuary fueled her anger even more. "If you were going to kill me, you would have already," he managed to speak. She felt a sharp pinch in her chest, and she looked down, seeing the edge of Kenneth's stake pointed at her heart. She stepped back, and she slowly released her grip. He lurched forward, rubbed his neck, and cleared his throat before moving away from the wall. "You, of all people, should know why I'm here." She folded her arms across her chest. They'd come for Mr. Austin. "Talk," she commanded. He straightened his trench coat, and he glanced at the Roman marble statues in the foyer. "I heard that Nathan Tiernan was an avid collector of Roman art. I thought that was just a rumor." She bit her lower lip. "Start talking. Why are you here?"
"Samuel Austin."
Kenneth sat in Nathan's chair. "He needs to be returned safe to us before things get worse."
"He's not here."
She cautiously approached the chair across from him and lowered herself in it. Remy walked into the study and stood off to the side.
"I know you don't have him."
Kenneth wiped back the strands of hair from his face. "But you know where Celine is keeping him." She crossed her legs. "At her warehouse."
"And where is this warehouse?"
She quickly explained the location to Kenneth, but before she stopped, she gave him a warning. "I suggest you find the piece of the dark curse that she's looking for."
"That's the problem," Kenneth replied. "We don't have it."
"Sounds like you'd better look harder," Remy said with a sneer.
"It was stolen from our archives a long time ago," Kenneth paused, "by Nathan's father."
Anastasia continued to stare at him. Her thoughts about what she wanted to do to him continuously changed from carnage to torture. And to that, she snickered briefly.
"The Brotherhood stands ready to avenge Mr. Austin," Kenneth said. "If he's returned safe to us, then that will be avoided."
He paced around the room, frequently glaring at the artifacts scattered throughout.
"We don't understand why you, Demon, would want to free the Pure Ones."
He blinked slowly. "Just one of them alone could wipe out the majority of your kind, and there wouldn't be anything you could do about it."
"Don't think humans are excluded from their wrath," Remy added.
"I don't. Hence why it's important that we all work together to solve this issue. I came here to offer our assistance."
"Like how the Brotherhood assisted Lucius straight into limbo,"
Remy barked again.
"You humans, so two-faced and full of lies."
He chuckled. "That is one thing I do admire about your species."
"That was before my time,"
but I assure you it won't happen now. I'll do everything in my power to make sure that any agreement we make right now won't be broken."
Remy opened his mouth to speak again, but Anastasia quickly shifted her attention to him. In his mind, she told him to stop. She had to think. Would standing alongside the Brotherhood actually help in any way? Did they have a way to stop Lucius and Celine from releasing the Pure Ones from Limbo?
"You can't let her have the peace she's looking for." Anastasia finally spoke as she sat back in her chair and studied Kenneth's face.
"Well, that's obvious," he said. "However, like I said, we don't have it, and we need to find it." He extended his arms into the air. "Maybe it's here."
"No, we've checked."
Anastasia immediately stood up. "If Nathan had it, he would have told us about it."
"Are you sure?"
Kenneth smirked. "Researchers, new and old, don't share all their secrets, especially with Demon." He straightened the collar on his trench coat. "So, let's place our differences aside and work together on this." He held out his hand for Anastasia to shake. Instead, she ignored the gesture.
"I'll take that as a yes."
He reached into the pocket of his trench coat and he tossed his card to Anastasia. The card landed on the floor in front of her. He nodded his head to the other researchers, who immediately walked to the front door. He proceeded out of the study and stopped in the foyer.
"Oh, and why I'm here?" His eyes turned to the stairs leading up to the second floor. "We know that Veronica Austin is staying here and that she was attacked last night. We would like to take her back for observation."
"I don't care what you would like to do," Remy quickly replied. "She stays here.
She's a researcher. She belongs with her own. Not with you, not with Anastasia, and not with that scared demon hiding with her in the room."
Anastasia felt her body stiffen at Kenneth's request. "Relax. I'm not demanding that we take her," he replied. "I'm asking that you hand her over to us as a sign of good faith."
"A sign of good faith?"
Remy laughed. "Like I said, she isn't going anywhere." Kenneth turned his upper body to Anastasia. "You know I'm right. She isn't safe here. Who's to say that Celine and Lucius won't come for her once they realize that we don't have the peace?" She didn't want to admit that he spoke the truth. How could they protect Veronica when they couldn't protect themselves? The Brotherhood headquarters wasn't exactly a safe place as well, but they had plenty of other facilities capable of keeping Demon out. It pained her to quickly nod at him, signalling the agreement.
"You can't be serious," Remy said, raising his voice.
Anastasia watched as his eyes changed to black, a sign that he prepared himself to stand against her. "She belongs with her own, Remy," she answered. "We can't do much for her here, and we can't protect her from what's to come."
"We can do a hell of a better job than they can."
"You, Demon, may be stronger," Kenneth replied, "but we are bigger and more organized. We can take care of her."
"She isn't part of your organization," Remy barked back.
Anastasia held her hand to his face, beckoning for him to stop. "Remy, go and get her."
"No, she belongs here.
Go and get her." He hesitated, but Anastasia settled his agitation by conversing with him telepathically. In his mind, she told him that the agreement was only temporary. Once everything had blown over, she promised him that she would help him get her back by whatever means necessary. In Demon's speed, Remy rushed up the stairs and within moments he returned with a sleeping Veronica, cradled in his arms. A male researcher extended his arms and before handing her over, he spoke of another threat.
"If you harm her, I will kill you."
Confused, Kenneth tilted his head slightly. "You have feelings for her?" Remy's eyes changed back to their normal color.
"Do you want to test them?"
"If I know you have feelings for her, you can be sure that Celine and Lucius know as well," Kenneth replied. "This would make Veronica collateral damage." He pointed to the scars and blood on Remy's shirt.
"Even if you think you could protect her from them, you can't."
He motioned for the researchers to leave. Two researchers, one carrying Veronica, walked out of the door.
"Remember, our agreement is only valid if Mr. Austin remains alive."
He stepped over the wooden fragments on the floor. If he is killed or if he isn't returned, the Brotherhood will move against all Demon, starting with you two.
Remy's eyes danced. I'd wish you'd try.
You should study history more, Remy. We have old connections that would stomp all over you, Demon, like cockroaches, Kenneth replied in a calm tone. We'll be in touch.
He stepped out into the night. Suddenly, Anastasia felt a strong force push her from behind. She flew across the foyer, landing only inches from one of Nathan's marble statues.
Remy stood over her with his fists clenched.
What happened to caring for Veronica's well-being?
She jumped to her feet and felt her fangs extend. Veronica isn't the problem here. She controlled her anger, deciding that now wasn't the time to fight or argue.
What is it going to take for you to understand that we can't trust them?
I don't trust them.
She brushed herself off and quickly climbed the steps, heading toward Veronica's room. She smelled Hallie's scent from the other side of the door and knocked.
Anastasia?
She heard Hallie's frantic voice and pushed the door open. She saw Hallie standing in the corner of the room, frightened.
I'm so glad you guys came in time, Hallie said, her voice trembling. I thought they were going to kill me.
If they wanted to, they could have, she replied.
Where's Veronica? Hallie asked.
She's with them now. Anastasia approached the bed slowly and sat down.
Anastasia wants to work with them. Remy walked into the room. The moment they get what they want, they'll turn on us.
You know it and I know it.
Kenneth is hiding something about Veronica's father. She stared at Remy and saw his eyes slowly began to widen and his mouth drop slightly.
I could sense it, couldn't you?
I don't think he wants Mr. Austin back alive.
Yeah, I felt it too.
He was struggling hard to keep his thoughts from us. Remy's face filled with interest. His brown eyes danced at the thought.
The only truthful thing that came out of his mouth was when he mentioned old contacts.
I mean, are there any even left?
We need to find that piece before they bring those annoying vampires into this.
Like Lambert and Alexis? Lost, Hallie questioned frantically.
Not remotely close.
Remy placed his arm around her shoulder, and he whispered with a quaint smile on his face. We're talking about a different group of vampires who used to hunt Demon for sport.
What kind of vampires?
I thought there was only one kind.
Yes, only one kind, but different groups, different families.
Remy looked at Anastasia. The ones we're talking about are Dorvo Coven vampires. The Brotherhood will bring them back into this if they haven't already.
Craving more dark supernatural fiction? Unlock early access to narrated chapters, exclusive lore, and behind-the-scenes secrets from the Demon Chronicles. Only on Patreon. Join the darkness now at patreon.com/Isayan Morrison.